This is a download from Unofficial Mills.
Does gullibility run in the family to get passed on from generation to generation?
Why?
Well, do you not remember when Bizarre said that Chantal was called Chantal Travelodge and you actually believed it?
And said it on the radio.
And said it on the radio.
Yeah,
we had a big discussion about it.
There's been a few times, actually, over the years that you've tried to stitch me up with something, and normally works. I believe most things, but not as much as my mum.
On Thursday, you believed that the first two tins weren't dog food, and you managed to eat three tins of dog food, so, you know.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for that, yeah. So we made this call to my mum earlier. Now, I know you're going to think this is quite harsh, but I did it as a kind of an experiment. And you, because you didn't think that she would fall for this at all.
I didn't think there was a chance of this
but
at all.
I just wanted to prove to you that she is that gullible, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, don't hate me. I love my mum very much. And we did do this as an experiment. And Chappers didn't think that she would fall for it at all.
No.
Now, your acting is particularly poor on this.
It's not my best, this one. Not my best role, to be
and
honest.
And I was quite rubbish as well. So, the fact that she still fell for it is quite unbelievable. So, here she is, for the first time on Radio 1, in what could become a regular feature, because she's that gullible. Here's Scott's gullible mum.
Good afternoon, that's all.
Mum?
Yeah?
It's Scott.
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, you?
Not really. Do you know any good lawyers?
Why?
Because I'm being arrested.
What do you mean you're being arrested? What do you mean you're being arrested?
I'm being arrested now.
Why?
Because I bought an Orbitrack elliptical glider, you know, off that shopping channel?
Yeah.
And I forgot to pay for it. And now they're arresting me.
Who's arresting you?
The police are arresting me. Oh, no. Oh, God. Mum?
Yeah?
Could you speak to the policeman, please?
Yeah.
All right. Please.
Hello?
Hello, madam.
Hello?
Have you got the Orbitrack elliptical glider?
Has Scott not got it? It's obviously a mistake.
Well, we've searched his house, he's hiding it somewhere, it's fairly obvious,
Don't tell him anything, Mum!
I don't really understand what's going on.
He's being arrested, madam.
What's he being arrested for?
Because he has not paid for an Orbitrack elliptical glider, it is therefore stolen. And on top of all of that, we have just searched his new house, and we have found livestock in his house.
What sort of livestock?
In his house, according to the itinerary I have in front of me, is one cow and six pigs. There are various farms nearby, village farms, and we believe that he may have stolen the animals from the farm up the road.
So what are you actually arresting him for, theft?
He's arrested for the theft of the Orbitrack elliptical glider and keeping livestock in a house that doesn't belong to him, and that will carry a sentence of 4 to 6 years.
What do we do now? Can you tell me what the procedure is? What happens now?
Do you know anything at all about the livestock?
I know nothing at all about livestock.
Well, at the moment, we are arresting your son and taking him into custody, where we will proceed with our interviewing techniques.
Well, I need... I
Mum?
Do you want one more chat with him?
Yes, okay.
All right.
Mum, I've got to go. This is my last phone call. All right, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
Bye. You see, hook, line, and sinker every time. Did you like the police radio we used as well, off of America?
11825, code 6, 105 North Avenue 52.
Not a clue. This is...